like that. That'll be better.
Hey, builders, we're doing some playtests. Yay!
Yay. Well, my lunch is getting cold.
First, we're playtesting a game that I'm affectionately calling the Cube Grid game.
That sounds like the kind of name I would come up with.
It does. Well, because I don't have a theme for it yet. But what it is it's a... You heard me pitch it on the last episode, presumably. The last pitch I did. So I'm going to pitch it on the show tonight that we're recording. So it is a 5x5 grid and 6x6 grid. Sorry. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep. So it's 36 squares. The squares are different colors and also have different card symbols on them. We've got spades, diamonds, clubs, and hearts.
Those clubs look like chef's hats.
Yeah, they do. But I'm not good at drawing, and I knew that at least you would understand what it was after I told you. We have a deck of 18 cards, and then we have a bunch of cubes. We have 20 cubes each, and then an extra cube to kind of mark where our piece goes. The idea of the game is area control. We want to cover as much as you can. On your turn, you're going to have 3 cards in your hand. You're going to play one of those cards, and then you're going to move the appropriate amount of space that card says. Every space counts as 1. Every time you enter a new quadrant, which I think are pretty clearly marked on here, you get to leave a cube. So when I step into a new quadrant, I leave a cube. If I move any farther in that quadrant, I do not leave a cube. But when I get to the next quadrant, I once again leave another cube. And I do that till the end of my move. You must move your full move if possible. Each corner of the grid is a teleportation device, for lack of a better term. When you step on that, you immediately appear in one of the other corners of the board, your choice. The difference that Rob came up with last time, which I think is going to help make a difference, is the reason the symbols are on the squares is because if a heart is face up, for instance, that means that on my turn, Rob played a heart, so on my turn, any heart square that I move through is going to cost me 2. And you have to be able to pay the full movement or you can't move into it. So if I had 1 left, I could not move into that heart square if it was going to cost me 2. Just another reminder for you, you can't go backwards. Now, there are 2 6s and 2 2s in the deck. 6s, because they're super powerful, because you move 6 squares, do not limit me at all. So if you play a 6, you move 6. I don't care what suit it was. It's not going to affect me.
Mm-hmm.
2s, because they're weak, blocks 2 different ones. So there's, I think, a 2 of hearts and there's a 2 of clubs. So 2 of red blocks all red. 2 of black blocks all black.
Okay.
There's also 2 more of the jokers. The joker card allows you to move to the nearest... the teleporter of your choice. You can never place a cube on a teleporter. So that's important to remember. Move to the teleporter of your choice, and your turn is over, but that makes it so every move you do on the next turn costs double, the opponent. So hopefully that makes it worthwhile. So that's it. There's 3 cards for you, 3 cards for me. We're going to play one, draw one, and we start in opposing corners. Doesn't really matter which ones. I'll let you go first.
Okay. So I'll play 6 of diamonds.
Okay.
And so I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right. I'm just trouncing across the board there. You laid 3 cubes on the board in that maneuver. So, and the 6 again does not stop limit me in any way. So, I'm going to play the 5 of hearts. And then I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I also was able to lay 3 cubes, just not as far out away from each other as Rob was. And now on your turn, Rob, did you draw a card?
Yeah.
On your turn, hearts are going to cost you 2 if you move through a heart square.
Okay. So I'm going to play 4 hearts.
Okay.
That's 1.
Now, did that guide you in a different direction because of that? Would you have went, like, up 1?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm just curious. Because I did that hoping that would stop you from going up.
2... 3, 4.
Okay. Okay, so Rob put a few more down, and again he moved.
I put a heart down, so you hearts are bad for you now.
Right. So look at where you are here.
It's actually a little tight for you.
It is. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play a two, a black two, which means that clubs and spades will slow you down next turn. I only get to move two, and I'm going to do that to go one, two. So I'll still get to put two cubes out.
Oh, oops.
Take the one with me. Yeah, and so now all black is going to slow you down.
All black is bad for me. Okay. Okay, so three spades. I'm going to do one, two, three.
Oh, that is a new quadrant. Sorry. Yeah. I didn't think it was. That's my bad. All right, so Rob is actually doing a pretty good job of pinning me in here, which is what he wants to do, because I can't move through a square that Rob has a cube on. I can move through one of mine. I don't get to put another cube or anything on it, but I can move through one of mine. I have to go, there's two directions I can go, but only one really makes sense, so I'm going to do that with a three, and the spades, spades are bad for me, so that is not good. Okay, so I'm going to play a three of hearts, and I'm going to go, wow, that sucks hard. Good work.
You're welcome.
One, two, go over to here, and then three. Obviously, I don't get to put one there, but I didn't get one here.
Okay.
Yeah, that maybe completely changed my strategy.
Good.
So. All
right, so you did three hearts?
Yep.
So hearts are bad for me again. But I don't think that's going to be a problem. Move four diamonds. I'm going to do one, two, three, four.
Okay. All right. So we're still trouncing across the board, and diamonds are not bad for me.
And the game ends when the draw deck's empty? Or when the board's full.
When we're out of cards in our hands, or when board is full, or when somebody can't make a move. Because there may be a time when you're just punked and you can't make a move.
Okay.
So I'm going to play a six and try and trounce around the board here a little bit. So I'm going to go one, two, three, four, five. And, well, I want to block you, so
yeah.
Six. I don't know why I was thinking so hard about that. I looked over and saw your piece and was like, oh, that's dumb.
Okay.
And that doesn't stop you, because it's a six.
Right.
Sorry, I know it's a little confusing with the cards, but.
It's fine. Okay, so four spades. I'm going to do one, two, three, four.
Okay, so you have me pretty trapped here.
Yeah.
I have one direction I can go, and you blocked spades for me, so at least you didn't block diamonds and be a real jerk about it. Because I literally would have.
Didn't have that. anyway.
Yeah.
I opted not to.
I'm going to play a five of diamonds here and go to here so I can teleport. Mm-hmm. Where do I want to teleport to? Teleport to here. No. Yeah, that works. Okay, so go to here. So that was one, two, three. So I leave one there.
And then your move ends?
Right, because I can't get to a place that is not already claimed.
Oh, but you can go there.
So, yeah. So I could do that.
So back on ground you've already covered.
Right.
Okay.
Which is great for you, because I'm not getting anything out of that.
Right. And so you play the five of diamonds?
Yes.
Okay. Play three diamonds. I'm going to do one, two, three, and I'll teleport. Over there.
Okay.
Diamonds are bad for you.
Diamonds are bad for me. All right. Play three of clubs and go one, two, three. And then.
That's really your only choice.
You're right. Yeah, so over to here.
Oh, I didn't draw.
Well, that's yours then. This is mine.
Okay, so now's the time for you to tell me again what a Joker does.
Right. I know you have one.
Yeah.
So a Joker makes you teleport to whatever
corner
you
turn.
Want, and that ends your turn, but every move counts double for me next turn.
Right.
So it's just kind of a strategy tactic to try and slow me down.
So here's a question. Okay, so this quadrant has two blues and one pink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 2 years and one of mine. If I move into that quadrant on my color, that's when I first enter the quadrant, but it's already taken. If I move to the next empty space, is that...
Correct, you do not get that.
Okay, just making sure. Because
right. That's just my blocking has stopped right. That.
Then I'm going to play four of clubs.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I was looking at the wrong spot. Hang on. I changed my mind about what I'm doing here. Yeah.
I mean, four would work for you across there.
But I'm right here.
Oh, absolutely. Wait.
Wait, why is that there?
Yeah, that shouldn't be there.
How did that get there then?
Maybe when you teleport, you accidentally
left it. I should be there.
Yeah, that makes
that's
more
what
sense.
I did wrong. Okay. All right. So. All right. Yeah, so then I'm going to play a four clubs.
Because it would be...
I'm going to do one, two, three...
And you can move on top of yourself if,
right.
If you want to get yourself closer to the teleporter.
Can I do that?
Yeah. Yeah, four. You just can't backtrack, so...
Right.
All right, so clubs are bad for me.
It doesn't really hurt you.
Does not. So I'm going to play a two of hearts, one, two, stop there, and then that means that
red is bad for me.
Red is bad for you, yes.
Okay.
Which doesn't actually do
which
too much.
Which is not a big deal to me.
Not what you were worried about. So I'm assuming you're going here.
Yeah.
To claim that.
So five of clubs. So one.
Oh wow! You can go there and then there.
Yeah. Two,
oh.
Three, four, five.
Yep. So that worked out all right for you.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to play a five. Clubs are bad for me, and I'm going to go one, two, three, four, five. And then we both have the same card left.
Yeah.
So here is one thought I had, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I think if your cube is laying on an empty square at the end, it counts as you claiming that, right?
So that would be a reason to...
And that's one way to try and claim a teleport. Right?
I'm not sure these really add anything at all. there was never a situation where I felt like I needed
right.
To use this Joker.
So there were a couple times I thought about it, but it always was better to do something else. So let's just ditch these then.
Yeah.
Okay, so scoring is pretty simple. You look at the number of quadrants that you each claimed,
mm-hmm.
And then the only other thing that changes from that is if you fully claimed a quadrant... Where there's no, if you have a quadrant and there's no, your opponent's not in there at all, you get 2 points for that one. So start with me. I've got, well, this is 2 points for me, 1 point for me, so 3, 4, 4. So I have 4 points. So you, looking through here, have one. No, no, this is tied, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come back around 5, 6. So 6 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
If we had tied there, other things we would look at would be...
number of cubes on the board?
Number of cubes on the board. Yeah, that would just be it. Number of cubes on the board. So one thing that we could do with these moving cubes you use is you wherever you leave them, it could count as an extra, right? Mm-hmm. So if I had left it, say, here, I tie that one with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are your thoughts compared to from this time to last time?
It's definitely a better game than last time.
It's still killing me that there's no theme, because I feel like a theme would... I would be more excited about it with
yeah.
the theme.
I don't have a problem with an abstract game. I think there's plenty of them out there that are great games. Themes are a little easier to market, but that said, but I mean, I'm not afraid of an abstract game. Definitely much better decision making than last time. There's still a chance, though, that if somebody randomly gets all the high cards and another person gets all the low cards, the person with all the high cards is going to have more options.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. But, I mean, that can be said of pretty much any
well, sure.
game where you
right.
have...
Right, so maybe that's not... I mean, maybe that's...
I mean, it's something to try to mitigate, but...
Right.
I felt like there were better decisions this time around.
Definitely.
Certainly, like, you had to think a bit more about what you were doing.
And I was definitely thinking about what suit to use, especially if I had two cards of the same number.
Right.
I definitely thought about which one to put down.
And later game, I was playing lower, like, the one game I played a 2 so that I could get myself in position to play a 5 the next
mm-hmm.
thing so that I could kind of trounce around and get a couple more cues out there.
Right.
So certainly the issue of always play the high card I felt like was not the case this time. I mean, early game, it was a little more clear. Like, if you have a 6 early game, you're going to play it because
right.
it's going to let you really move around the board with no obstructions and try and get more cards out there.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I did feel a little better about it. So...
It's pretty simple. For as simple as it is, there's something there.
Can you think of any ways to spice it up more? Certainly cards could do more than they do currently.
Yeah.
Another option would be to give players set cards. Like, each player gets X cards and has to choose how to spend them.
You could number each quadrant, 1 through 9.
Uh-huh.
And give each player, you know, I'll get bonus points if I claim all of quadrant 9. All of quadrant
okay.
4 or something like that.
Okay.
Or you could get points for straights, you know, 5 cubes in a row, either, you know.
Yep.
Straight or diagonal or whatever. So there could be kind of gold cards like that.
Yeah, and certainly this game could stand some more cards. I mean, so I picture this game as having tokens, like cardboard, like chipboard
yeah.
tokens instead of cubes, because
mm-hmm.
cubes seem kind of unnecessary. So you've got chipboard tokens and only 18 cards, but you have to have a little board, so having 36 cards would not be a big deal
right.
to add some more variety
right.
and to add the goals.
Mm-hmm.
And the goals, too, if it was a thematic game, the goals could very much fall in line with that of, you know, I talked to Katarski and he'd give me some ideas about different things like ice cream trucks going around neighborhoods and things like that, you know, fun
mm-hmm.
family style themes. Since the game is relatively simple and, you know, anyone could learn how to play it.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I'll kick it around some more and see.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a design that I haven't worked on that much. I've probably invested 4 hours of design time into this total. So I designed in about 10 minutes one day when we were going to meet and we couldn't. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's worth continuing to work on.
All right. Thank you, guys, for this listening to this game. So Rob's got a game now we're going to try.
Okay.
So, next version of the inexorable march to the grave. This might be the death of this game. I don't know.
Okay.
Kind of feel like I've taken it as far as I can think within the confines that I've already identified. So, few changes. Instead of... Do I have two cubes? Do I use one? Instead of 5 points, action points per turn, I'm going to limit you to 4.
Okay.
I've taken out the option to flip 5, or flip 7.
So you get 4 action points a turn.
Right.
Okay.
So, and then I'm also adding in what you suggested of...
So
Steve is worth 2 to you, but 7 to me, and Sally's worth 7 to you and only 2 to me.
Right.
Okay.
Makes a little harder decisions because I don't necessarily want to win Steve, but I also don't really want you to win Steve because I only get 2 points, but you're getting a whopping 7. So.
So I'll take that one and set that aside.
So one of the people you just removed.
Yep.
So one of these people is going to make it out of the game alive. Good for them.
Good for them.
They Final will Destination survive. Will not pay off for them.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do you want to shuffle in this time? Since I've won the last two games?
Sure.
Okay.
So I just put them on top of these piles, right?
Well, those stay out.
These are the ones that stay out.
So right shuffle
out.
That. Yeah.
So just shuffle it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Shuffle that one. Put it on top of the first one.
Okay.
Shuffle that one.
You can shuffle the last one if you want.
Okay. So at the start of the round, we are each going to get 2 cubes for free.
Right.
Start of each round, we place cubes, then we get
round.
2 for free,
right.
And then we take our actions.
Right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I don't start by... yes, I do start by placing.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So I'm just going to go for Steve and Mary at 6 and 7.
Okay.
I'm going to earn 2, and then I have my actions to take. And... I'm just going to draw 3. First thing that happens is Donna dies. She was right on top.
Wow.
Donna's out.
So you're just drawing 3.
Do you have 3 cubes?
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was confused as to why you were drawing 3. That makes sense.
That's it.
Okay. All right, so one person down.
Mm-hmm.
So beginning of my turn, I will put the cubes on the same people you did, Steve and Mary. Then I will pay 3 to draw 3. Flip 3. That was stupid, by the way. I guess no one should come up in here. 3.
For a little bit.
I should have done a bad order. And then I will pay to take 1 of your cubes off Steve.
Okay.
And flip 1 more. And
that's
when I get 2 cubes as well. Okay.
So we should say you're in 2 at the end of your turn.
Yeah, I think that's better,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to place... 3 on Steve, I'm going to put 1 on Mary, and 1 on Bob, and 1 on Joe.
Okay.
So that's my 7, 6, 5, 3. For my actions, I'm going to... flip 3, 1, 2, 3 to get my cubes. And...
I will remove one opponent cube from Mary.
Okay. And I don't get to keep that, right? That goes to the bank?
Right.
Okay. All right, so place my cubes here. I'm going to put one cube on Steve. One cube on Steve. Two cubes on Mary. And then one on Sally and one on Joe. The first thing I'm going to do is pay to take one off of Steve and then flip one card over, which is no one, and then buy three cubes to flip three over. Steve dies and no one gets him,
yep.
Which was what my goal was.
Dang.
And then that was one, so mm-hmm. two, three, and then I draw two cubes. And we're done.
Okay. Did I earn my... I didn't get my 2 at the end.
Looks like not. So.
Okay. So, let's do...
Basically, you should always have 2 or 5. Those are really your only cube options, so...
2...
Oh, going after Sally. Sally's my girl, man.
I'm going to spend 2. 1, 2. To replace that with that.
Okay. Trying to really get Mary, because she's worth a lot to you.
And I'm going to spend another 2. 1, 2, to replace that.
Okay.
I'll get my 2.
All right, so start of my turn. I've got 5 cubes to place. I'm going to put 1 on Joe. 1 on Bob. I'm not going to put 1 on Bob. I'm going to put 1, if that's all right.
That's fine.
I'm going to put 4 on
Sally.
Sorry. And then first thing I'm going to do is pay... Gosh. It's tough because I love always having lots of cube options.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to not buy.
Yeah, I took a gamble with that last one when I did that.
It wasn't a bad move, I don't think. It just it's difficult for me to. So mm-hmm. what I'm going to do is I'm going to start by replace paying 2 to replace Bob's your cube in there with mine, and then I'll flip over 2, and then I'm going to pay 2 more to replace. One of your cubes on Sally's with mine.
Okay.
And really hope Sally dies. Sorry, Sally. Die, Sally. Nope. And take cubes and I'm done.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to place... Winning there. I can at least tie that.
That was my hope, is that you couldn't steal Sally right from me.
Oof. Yeah, it's getting tight now.
Yeah. This is way more stressful than it ever has
way
been.
Way better. This yeah. is way better already. Yeah. I'm so glad about
at
that.
At first, I wasn't sure because it felt kind of the same, but now it does mm-hmm. not feel the same at all.
And when we had the 5-point option of flip, we were just burning cards.
Yes, we just yeah. always did that.
Right.
Now we can't do that.
Right.
Now, the best way to burn cards is to. No, there's no. I mean, you. As long as you spend all 4 of your points, right. you burn 4 cards.
I'm going to take 3 Q. No, first I'm going to burn 1. And then I'm going to take...
Technically, you move the cubes before you flip, right?
Yes.
Okay, you right. want to do that, because otherwise, like, if you would flip, right. then you're like, obviously, Sally died, I'm going to take one off her.
Yeah, yeah. you're right, you're right.
That's me channeling Matt Loomis.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to flip 2 to do a replace.
Really? I thought you'd do it there. My own Bob. Die, Bob, die. Nope.
And then I gotta do one more to do a remove.
Didn't you already? You did.
I've spent 3 points now.
Oh, okay. I see. My bad.
Yeah. And I'm going to spend one, which one am I going to remove? Not worried about Mary. I'm going to spend one more to remove a Sally.
Interesting.
Okay.
I really thought you'd move that so that I don't... Because if he had died, you were hosed on that.
Mm-hmm. But that's 7 points for you.
Yeah, but you already had it one. I see, but you're afraid that I... So this is three. You have five, and I have three. So I could immediately tie you.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe is also something I'm interested in, so...
And see, right now, neither of us have any points.
Right.
And that... If you get that, that puts you pretty far ahead of me. Like, immediately.
True.
And so...
True, yeah.
Since I haven't claimed anything...
Like, so where it would be tough for you to catch up. So right. I do agree with that. Right. Okay,
and
so
we've got another one coming anytime now.
I'm going to put two on Sally to tie us.
Okay.
Then I'm going to spend 2 points to replace your cube on Joe with one of mine.
Okay.
Flip two cards. No one and no one.
Oh, man.
How? This is stressful. This is, like, really stressful.
Yeah. Are you sure you shuffled those in there?
I promise I did. You put them in there. I just shuffled. Okay, so right now we're tied on Sally at 5-5, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So my thought is... I could remove one, which would give me a two bonus on that, right?
So you got 2 points left?
Yeah. Or I could just take two of yours off, which puts less cubes out there. But is that really kind of the same choice in this case? I think in this case it's about the same choice, right? Because I still end up net with two more cubes than you.
Mm-hmm.
That's more powerful when I use it on something else.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use it on something else. I'm instead going to pay to swap on Joe to take a definite lead on Joe that you cannot make up for and get ahead of, in theory, right away.
Those are yours.
No. And I'm done.
Gotta flip two.
Oh, flip two. Come on, come on. Die, die, die. Yes! Joe died. Joe's mine. Woo! 6 points, man. 6 points.
Yeah.
And one more.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy if there was another person
where
you were there. Oh, there's not.
Okay.
Because it could happen.
Right, so. Right. Okay.
So that was huge for me.
Sure was.
What you have that's good for you is you're going to win Mary. I'm not even making an effort to stop you from winning Mary at this point. I might start thinking about that now because there's less people out there.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Okay, I'm going to take three.
Oh! Oh, that's a first in a while.
Three. Okay. I've got one left, and I'm going to spend it to remove the Sally.
Thought you might do that. So.
Okay.
Okay, so now you're in a really tough position because someone's likely going to come up on this turn.
Yeah.
And you don't have... So let's line them up here. You have seven cubes on my seven-pointer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just dump two cubes here, because why not? So now I'm at six, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pay one to remove one, which gives me the lead on that one.
Yeah.
And then flip.
Well, no, it makes us tied.
Oh, it makes us tied. I'll take that. I mean, if I could win that, I win the game.
Yeah.
But...
You're right.
13 points. You're not coming back from that. Yeah. But that's all right. Bob. And I won Bob. Whew. So now I have 10 points. So I actually just won the game. Because that's nine.
Well, depending on what kind of bonus points I'm
getting. Oh, the bonus points. Right. We're right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, okay. So my next step is to... Now I'm thinking about bonus points.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking about bonus points
because
they haven't come into play yet.
Right.
So I spent 1 point, so I have three left.
Mm-hmm. Can hedge your bets and get three more cubes.
I could. I'm thinking about that, but...
Remember, one of these people isn't here.
Oh, so...
So maybe there is no way I can win at this point.
Well, if you won this There is no way you can
win. Yeah, because the most I can get here right now would be 8, depending on what you do. You're not going to...
I'm not going to dump cubes on there for you to win.
Right. Well, let's play it out.
Okay, yeah. So... So I have... You know, yeah, I'm going to... I have 4 points left? Mm-hmm. 3 points left.
3.
So you get 6. There's no way you get more points than me in that. So as long as I don't add to that, so I will buy 3. I actually considered removing my own cubes. I didn't know if I could do that or not, though.
Opponent cube only.
Okay.
Yeah. You want
to... 3.
1. 2. Come on, Sally. Sally. Nope. Honestly, come on either one. I just want them to die on my turn.
So, but yeah, all right, that's what you want. So I'm going to put all 5 on here.
Right, because you really only care about Sally now. Because if Sally's
the only one in contest. Yeah.
If Sally doesn't die, then...
Right. So...
Then it's game over, man.
1, 2, 3. And I don't want to remove one of your cubes. So I'm not going to do anything.
So I have 5 cubes that I have to spend. And the funny thing is I actually don't want to spend 5 cubes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to. You only have to spend 1 point.
So, but I have to place my cubes at the beginning of the turn.
Oh, yeah. That's so, right. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
So
I could, depending on what happens here, I actually could come back.
Yeah, so what makes me mad is that I shouldn't have bought 3 cubes because I basically just gave you ammo to win the game.
Right.
Not at all what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's think about this here. You have 4 cubes over here.
5.
Right? 5.
So you could put them all right there and take the lead.
Right.
Depending on what happens here.
Well, not only that, yeah. There's another option, but then you can use the same option to completely hose me. So, because yeah. I could put these here and then spend 4 and move all of these over here. Oh, no, 4 cubes. So I can move 4 cubes.
Oh, yeah.
But
we don't know which one of those. Okay, so you just kind of have to take a gamble at this point.
Right. So what I'm going to do is take a gamble that I can win this one. So I'm going to put all of them here. I lose, I lose. I mean, my options, honestly, at this point aren't great, and it's my own fault. So, all right, so I'm going to do this. I put all my cubes on there.
So
and
we're
then,
tied right now.
And then I'm going to spend 4 points to remove 4 cubes of yours from this one.
Okay.
So then flip. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh. Nope.
Okay. Take your 2.
I'll take my 2.
Okay, so I've got a...
So I didn't even do the math. I don't know if you can get ahead of me with your initial place or not.
That's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10,
10 11.
So I am ahead of you.
But you don't want to spend or remove cubes because you need my points to win.
So I'm going to take 3.
Yep, and hope that it comes up.
1.
Come on,
2,
Mary.
7.
Oh, and so you win.
10, so I won.
Wow. So
this is way better.
Yeah,
this time.
Bit of a learning curve at the end here
.
Because I shouldn't have taken 3 cubes last time. I should have been completely trying to minimize my cubes the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And basically,
once you had the lead,
right?
And in terms of face value, once you had the lead, you should have just stopped getting cubes as much.
And
as possible.
And then I should have just been spending all 4 points to remove your cubes to slow you down.
Right.
And I tried that, but I tried it too late. Because last turn, what I should have done is put 2 here and then paid 4 to remove all your cubes.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't have stood a chance on that one, and there wouldn't have been enough there for you to win.
Yeah.
So there was a strategy that won it for me. I just... the ending was unexpected.
We didn't know
so,
that strategy existed until then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so that's way better this time. That doesn't mean it's a good game. So
it was more fun this time.
Yeah.
My big... concern is replay. Is it going to be that same game every time? Granted, there's always going to be one that's gone, right? But is it going to be the same game every time we play it?
Well, so the tension with this game is not knowing when they're going to come up.
Right, absolutely.
Because she easily could have come up on your last turn or my last turn.
Right, and that changed the course of the game.
Right, and that's the tension of the game.
And we were waiting, too, because if Mary had come up instead, there was no way you were winning.
Right.
So
that's what the game has going for it, is that tension, that uncertainty of when is this going to show up
right.
in the stack. I don't know if that's enough to carry it, though.
It's enough to make me want to play it again. My wonder is it enough to make me want to play it five more times? And maybe it is. I'm just thinking right now if that's the case or not. But, I mean, you can say that about a lot of games. Like, it was a real fun experience a few times, and then it wasn't as fun after that because mm-hmm. you kind of know how it's going to work. It would be interesting to play it multiple times and see how our strategies changed.
Right, I agree.
Because I would say that there's lots of strategies you can take, but clearly in this case there was a correct strategy and an incorrect strategy. One that relied on, I could have beat you if I had just played better, you know?
Yeah.
But the luck helped mitigate that. It's what could have mitigated my mistakes as well. Mm-hmm. So that's... I think it's a fun game that is worth doing more with. I don't know where you go from here, though.
I don't know either.
I mean, this is like 1,000 times more fun than it was before.
Yeah.
The scoring differences makes it really interesting because I'm nervous about you winning ones.
Yeah.
You know, like, what I liked about it was, with that was, I was purposely trying to tie you on your guys mm-hmm. because I didn't care if I won them. I just wanted you not to win them. That was all I cared about, was you not winning.
Yeah.
So, I think it's... I think it's fun the way it is, and it very well could be multi-times replayable, right? I mean, we played it a few times now, and I still want to play it, and it's getting better every time. Maybe this is a good one to show people at GrandCon and get some other designer feedback
on. Yeah, I think that's probably the best
thing. Somebody smarter than you and I might say, hey, do this with this, and it makes it even better. I mean, because the one change of the scoring made it way more fun, so one other simple change might also do that.
Well, the scoring and then four options.
Yeah, four options instead of five was really good, yeah.
Right.
Five options was, and that was me giving, so I gave you good advice and bad advice. My good advice was change the scoring. My bad advice was add five options.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the other things I really liked is that, two things, your beginning game strategy can hose you in the end game, which is what happened to me.
Yeah. Right?
My beginning game strategy was get lots of cubes, put them out there, but in the end, suddenly those cubes were a problem because now we're all ganging up on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that. The other thing that I like is, the beginning strategies that I was using weren't the strategies that I was using at the end. In the beginning, I don't give a crap if I can remove cubes or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on turn 7, suddenly I'm removing cubes like crazy because that's what's keeping me afloat. One thing I did notice on turn 1 that sucks for player 1 is you are never going to spend all your points on turn 1. Now, maybe that's okay because maybe that is the penalty for being the first player when being the first player is actually an advantage because you're going to put two cubes out there before I get two.
Yeah.
But you're going to lose 1 point. So maybe that balances out.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a non-problem. In fact, I would say it probably is because your penalty is you get one less point to spend because there's nothing for you to remove. And mine is that I get to...
you can mess with what I just did.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my only other solution to that was put one of each cube out on them.
Uh-huh.
But so you could remove it, but that actually gives you a distinct advantage then, because not only do you get the place first, you also get...
Right.
So, yeah. No, I think it's good the way it is then.
Okay.
Yeah, I would encourage you to take that with us to GrandCon.
Absolutely.
And do some more testing. I think it's
totally
worthwhile.
In this version as it is, yeah.
So.
Okay, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
Our lunch break is over, so that's the end. Cool. Bye.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast.